Okay, hello and welcome to, my first individual podcast episode. Hi, hello, welcome. Today it's going to be things not to say to K-pop stans. You know, 'cause some of you guys are just uncultured as heck and you don't know how to keep your mouth shut and you don't have filters. Welcome. Hi, how are you? Hope you're doing great. Hope your day is going great. Let's get started. Okay, so starting off with the first thing not to say to K-pop stans is you like K-pop? Ching Chong. This one sets me off because calling them Ching Chong is racist. Like, don't know if you know this, but it's racist. Racist as heck. You know, you're just stupid if you call them Ching Chong because it's rude and annoying and racist. That's all I have to say about that one. Because it should be pretty self-explanatory to not call them Ching Chong. Like, where is your common sense? Where is it? Nowhere. It's in the gutter. It's the first thing, which is pretty, me as a K-pop stan, I get that all the time, and it's rude and annoying. So just don't say it, okay? Don't say it. Okay, now this one. This one is crazy. This one is just crazy. BTS is overrated. Oh god, okay. You literally cannot call BTS or any other K-pop group overrated because you have absolutely no clue the kind of hard work and trouble they went through to get where they are today. And like, they deserve every ounce of fame that they have. Like, okay, I only stan BTS and I'm on my way to stan Mamamoo, but I'm kind of biased on this one because I only stan BTS. But they are the most hardworking group I've come across in the K-pop industry, you know? And I like a lot of groups. I just only stan BTS. Like, I know, I like TXT's music, EXO's music, ICON's music, you know, like a lot of other K-pop groups' music. It's just that I only like stan BTS. So I know I'm kind of biased on this one, but I'm just talking through experience. They're the most hardworking people ever. I bet you saw Further MMA's performance. They killed it. They also killed it at the, what's it called? At the Mamas. I forget what that stands for, but you get my drift. You know, they're so hardworking. They're just great, you know? The message that they spread across, you know, to love yourself, be comfortable in your own skin, like that kind of thing. Like, they're just amazing. They're so hardworking, too. They're not overrated in the slightest. Okay, so another thing to not say to BTS slash K-pop stans is that they have no talent. Okay. If they didn't have any talent, they wouldn't be famous idols. And they are so talented. Sorry for that long pause, but I keep hearing something in the corner of the room. Anyways, they're so talented. If they weren't talented, they wouldn't be worldwide famous. That especially goes for BTS because I know, they're literally carrying the music industry on their shoulders right now. They're so talented. And I'd like to see you do better than them, which, oh wait, you can't. Okay, additionally, another thing to not say to K-pop stans is that K-pop is gay. There's nothing wrong with being gay, so I don't really see the problem here, but it's just really funny that people think that calling something or someone gay is an insult, because It's really not that big a deal. Like, even if they were gay, why would it matter? You know? It's definitely ridiculous. Definitely stupid. But it's not an insult. Just stupid, and you're just making yourself look like a clown. So don't say it. Okay? Just don't. Take my word for it. Okay? Just don't say it. Adding on to this, another thing not to say is, you don't even know what they're saying. Oh my god. Like, you don't have to know what they're saying to enjoy the song. Like, kind of like how you may have joined in blah, blah, blah. Kind of like how you may have enjoyed Despacito without knowing exactly what they're saying. You know? Like, ugh. Like, moral of the story, it's completely fine if K-pop isn't your kind of music taste, but always criticizing these hardworking people is so shallow and just flat out rude. Like, we wouldn't say that stuff about the stuff that you like, so why would you say it to us? You know? And with songs, like with music, there's literally no language barrier. By listening to a song, you could tell exactly what they're saying, even if it has no words. You know, even if it doesn't have any words, even if it's another language. Like, you could just feel the emotions that they're feeling while they were writing the song or while they're performing it. You know? It's just what it's like. Okay, it's what it's like. That's just the tea. That's the tea on the situation. But yeah, just please have a filter. Like, I hate that people think that it's okay to say these kinds of things about, like, this thing that people are so passionate about, and they think it's like funny to like say, oh, it's gay, or oh, it's stupid, you don't even know what they're saying. Like, so what? Like, I can enjoy it if I want to, you know? That's the only tea for today. Okay, finishing this up, wrapping it up, the last thing not to say to K-pop fans is they look like girls. Because, you know, saying that they look like girls is kind of making fun of the Korean culture in a way. If I'm not mistaken, it's more common for young men in Korea to be more quote unquote feminine. Like, it's more common for them to do their makeup and stuff like that, especially with K-pop idols. It's very, very common in K-pop idols. So, what you might consider like feminine is like normal for them. Correct me if I'm wrong. I probably am wrong, but correct me if I am wrong, because that's just what I was told, and I live by that now. So, yeah, just correct me. Probably wrong. Because I suck at everything, but yeah, that's the last thing not to say to K-pop fans slash BTS fans slash whatever the heck. So if you guys enjoyed this podcast episode, there are going to be more episodes with me, Willie, and Abby. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. Share it with your friends. Tell them to stream it on Spotify. It will be available on Spotify. It may be available on other podcast platforms, but for now, it's just on Spotify. I hope you guys enjoyed. So yeah, I'll see you guys soon. I love you. I love you a lot. Bye.